The I'm Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network presents Masturbators the Drafts. Are you excited? I'm excited. Let's go.
Yes.
We're drafting. It's a Tuesday night. I'm not high, but I'm drinking. And I feel good about that. What's good, family? Everybody introduce yourselves and let's get started. Let's start with the banana.
Oh, the banana.
The banana.
I am Shanna, co-host of Crime Rewind. Really excited to be drafting with my friends tonight.
You.
Can't be muted.
Yeah, so sorry. Eventually, I will stop doing that. Today, obviously, is not the day. Hi, everyone. Cam, again, clearly capable of some things, not as great at other things. I'm working on myself. Hopefully, you are, too. I'm looking forward to this episode only because one seems really easy and one seems like a shot in the dark for me. So we're going to see how this goes. Hopefully, it'll be interesting for everyone. Yeah.
Hi, I'm me, better known as Harvey, host of Men of the Prize and co-host of Love is Black, the podcast. But I'll talk about that stuff later. I'm here to draft. I'm here to take people's songs, their movies, and their pride all in one night.
That implies I had pride to begin with.
Damn. Next.
Oh, just me. Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing a lot of shit in the background. I did not look down at all. All right. So first and foremost, thank you, Harvey, for hosting today. Should be a good one. My name is Dan Drops, host of the Masturbators podcast. I'm just here to have fun. All right.
Next.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy J Time, aka Josh, and I'm just excited to be guesting on this episode. Looking forward to the draft.
Nice. And finally, last but not least.
Hi, I'm Casey, host of a three-year-old podcast. As of Saturday, it reached its 200th episode.
Woo-hoo!
I'm excited to be here. And I'm rather pissed off at YouTube right now, but we'll get into that later. Fuck YouTube. Fuck their copyright laws.
But oh, damn.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to have fun with you guys. So, Harvey, let's get this shit going.
All right. If this is the first time that you have watched this draft, you're about to have a good time.
Shame on you.
This is not serious, and shame on you. We're just having fun. We typically take two topics, and we draft, and we do it in a snake style. What that means is that it'll be the first person to the last person, and then the last person going back, which means it is the banana, the Cam, the Harb, DeAndre, J-Time, and Casey, and then Casey will go back to J-Time, DeAndre, myself, Cam and Le Banana. I've decided I will refer to you as Le Banana from now on. That's what I will do. We have two topics like we do every week. The first one is 2000s love songs. By the way, that was a pick.
21st century love songs.
That's 2000s and it's the same thing, right?
Well, it'd be 2000 now, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah. I mean,
so 2000s or 2000s from 2009?
The 2000s is what, well, okay. Allow me to rephrase. We are doing 21st century love songs. That subject was chosen, I believe, by somebody who's missing. That is a Kendra pick. We are missing Kendra and Amanda this week. One's not feeling well. Another one's not feeling well, but at least has alcohol to make her feel better about it. So we're missing two of our ladies this week, and we will try to have as much fun as usual, but it'll be a little sadder because we're missing our ladies. With that said, 21st century love songs. This is the order, and we start with Le Banana.
Go well, I'm about to hurt some feelings, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start off with my number one draft pick, Janelle Monáe, Make Me Feel.
You son, you daughter of a motherless goat. Good pick nonetheless.
I feel like Cam. Everyone can leave happy after these songs. There's so much to choose from that, yeah. I'm going to, I tried to kind of put it in like order, like early, you know, well, we're still early in the century, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and to work my way towards, you know, now, but I don't know if I really did that well. But I said all that really just to say my first choice will be first only to Annoy DeAndre, Dangerously in Love by Beyonce.
Yeah, I didn't expect that to last. So, all right, good pick. It is my turn, and my list is all over the place. I tried to keep it, you know, Roy G. Biv, you know, all colors of artists. You know, I'm all over the place. My first pick is Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
I love that song.
DeAndre. Oh, go ahead.
So a couple things. One, I am not Harvey. It's Black History Month. I try to keep it all black.
That's what's up, baby.
I try to keep it all black. Another thing, Harvey didn't want to say this, but one of our ladies, I mean, she is on vacation. Amanda, I hope you feel better because she didn't hurt herself on vacation. However,
thank
though,
you to Amanda.
However, though, Amanda would be the only person to go on vacation and become a thug. She out there crip walking. There you go. All right. So I'm going with, and here's the, a lot of mine's going to be deep cuts. I know that. It is what it is. I'm not going to win this matchup. I'm just going to pick the little shit I like. I'm going with the song that in the early 2000s was in every black wedding. I'm going Love by Music Soul Child.
Love. Mm-hmm. Good pick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He hates that song, by the way. Have you ever heard him talk about it in interviews?
Yeah, he hates it, but every black person loved that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's making money off it. What's keeping you paid?
J-Time, your pick.
So for my pick, I took a little inspiration from this Sunday Super Bowl halftime show, and I am going with Usher, You Got It Bad.
Okay. Plus, she was going to say Alicia Keys, and so he's going to have to talk.
Yeah. And finally, to end the first round. DeAndre, you writing these down, right?
I am writing these down, yes.
Okay, I just realized I wasn't. I'm not just doing that.
Okay.
End of the first round. Casey, what is your first pick?
So I'm not going to lie. It's been a few weeks since I fucking won. And I'm going to try and steal some people in this network's draft picks or votes with some of these picks. Oh, so nice. I'm going to start with going after Shanna and Amanda's picks. Or votes, and I'm going to go with Love Story by Taylor Swift.
New Taylor Swift is going to be in this.
Right.
Okay. Ass-eating little troll.
I even put her on my list for that
wow.
reason.
All right. That is the end of the first round. DeAndre, what were those picks?
Before I go into these picks, I do have – so Kendra wasn't feeling well. She's a late scratch. But I have Kendra's picks, though. So after we're done the whole draft, I will say what Kendra would have picked if she was here. Nice. Well, could have picked if she was here, okay?
Right.
All right. So, round one, yes.
So, when an artist is off the board, or when an artist is said, is all of their music off the board?
No, she didn't say so.
She never said that.
Yeah,
okay. So,
yeah,
so keep it
yes,
that.
You can pick more of your girl.
You can pick more Taylor Swift.
You can pick more Taylor Swift.
All right. So, we got Make Me Feel, Janelle Monáe, The Angels of Love, Beyonce, I'm Yours, Jason Mraz, Love by Music Soul Child, You Got It Back by Usher, and Love Story by Taylor Swift.
All right, Casey, round two.
I'm just going to say that for everybody in this network, all of me loves all of you.
Nice pick.
Wow.
All right. Just for clarity, who's the artist?
John Legend.
John Legend. All right.
Just for clarity, I mean, I know the song, but say the song as well. I know you sung it, but just sing the song.
All of me.
All right. Okay. J-Time?
I have picked You Should Let Me Love You by Mario.
Damn.
Okay. I feel like we're really actually building like the ultimate Valentine's Day karaoke. Like this might be a banger.
Right. This might be a banger.
All right, this playlist.
Oh, what happened? Oh, we fix it.
Yeah. Shannon cut off, but she's back, so everything's
she's
fine.
She's back.
Put them back at the top where they belong.
Yeah. All right, DeAndre, it is your pick.
Let's get some rapper here. It's going to be like a deep cut. People won't be confused by this pick, but it really is a love song. I'm going International Players Anthem. International Players Anthem, Outkast and UGK.
Is a love song.
That is a love song.
Okay.
Okay. Very nice. All right. Okay. All right. I started white. Let's go and let's bring some melanin in. I think maybe my favorite duet of the 21st century, and that song is Best Part by Daniel Caesar and Her.
This close. I almost, and I was like, you know what? Somebody going to take that. You're not even going to get that song.
I was listening to these songs and I'm like, God damn, this is beautiful. So
it is.
And I didn't think it was gonna make it to you.
And it helped me keep my blood pressure down because y'all be testing me. Worked out.
All right, with that, Cam, all you.
I'm going to switch gears and go from the drama of Dangerously in Love to the realism of Ordinary People. John Legend.
I made a music video in high school for that song.
I believe you.
I did.
All right. And to end the second round, Le Banana.
I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go Lover by Taylor Swift.
Round two. John Legend, All of Me. Mario, Let Me Love You. Outkast, UGK, International Players Anthem, Daniel Caesar and Her, Best Part, John Legend, Ordinary People, and The Swiftie, Lover. Round three, right back to you, Le Banana.
This one is going to be a very, very unconventional love song because it's not necessarily about love. It's more about getting down with the get down.
We love that.
I'm going Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
All right. I didn't expect that.
So she did say sex is allowed.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she said sex is allowed. Yeah, she says that sex is allowed.
Yeah, I was being in my feelings.
No, so here's the thing. I'm personally going to go all love songs because if we do sex songs, then I'm just going to go really nasty. But but I'm going to personally do all love songs, me personally.
Okay. What's up, Cam?
All right. So this one actually is like, something like that's like near and dear, right? I'm probably gonna walk down the aisle to this song, and if like I'm listening to the song and I'm looking at the person and it don't fit, I'm turning around. It's The Truth by Indy Ari.
Okay. I like that. Good pick. It is my turn, and I'm not doing it yet. I am gonna go with Jill Scott, and I'm going to go with The Way. I love it. That. I was playing that, and I'm like,
did they just talk you out your drawers over there? What happened?
No. I'm going to say why I said woo when my team was a mess. But,
all right, and with that, it is your turn, dude.
Because I'm also going Jill Scott.
Okay.
Because I'm also going Jill Scott. I'm going with He Loves Me. He Loves Me, Jill Scott. He Loves Me.
Listen, I saw someone who's a very talented singer sit in front of me and serenade their partner. Baby, when I tell you, if you that song, that right there, that's cool. Yeah.
That's cotton just separating and falling to the ground. Panties dropping.
The panties dropping.
Just yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, J-Time.
So I'm about to channel my early 2000s skater boy persona. Ooh. And I'm going with complicated, Avril Lavigne.
Wow. Ooh. Is that 2000?
It is.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Let me just say, that is one of the purest and best pop songs ever. It's catchy. It's basically a perfect song to me. I think it hits. She's got a nice voice. Good pick. Good pick.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you ain't singing it, so I mean
y'all don't want me singing it.
No, nobody does, but good choice. Casey, end round three for us.
Yeah, that was 2002. Jesus. Casey, you're muted.
Casey?
You pulled a Cam.
Oh.
Not Casey trying to be like me.
All right. So I went after Shanna and Amanda's vote. So I'm going to go after another person who's missing vote. And I'm going to go This I Promise You by NSYNC.
Oh. Would that too? Okay.
Or Kendra.
That's interesting. Is that 2000?
It got to be 2000 because it can't be later than that.
Right.
I Googled and it came up on the list of 2000.
2000. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 2000.
All right.
I actually knew it was 2001.
All right. Third round. 9 Inch Nails Closer. NDRE, The Truth. Jill Scott, The Way. Jill Scott, He Loves Me. Avril Lavigne, Complicated, and NSYNC, This I Promise You. Casey, round four.
Let's go. Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Wait, what? Oh, crazy. That is a different song. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of blank in loves.
All right. J-Time.
All right. So, Cam, you was talking about the song you're going to walk down the aisle to. And once long upon a time, when I was going to get married, I was going to walk out as the groom to this song. I had a whole little plan. But it didn't work out, but that's all right. Shout out to my ex-fiance. Glad we're still friends. But my pick is Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes.
Say that song. What's the name?
Stereo Hearts.
Okay.
Gym Class Heroes. Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And I love that you like had your own song picked out and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I was going to come out with the actual boombox on my shoulder.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to put on a show.
Oh, wait. Know.
So who's the artist? Sorry.
It's Gym Class Heroes.
Yeah. Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, wow. You're nicer than me. If that was my, I don't know how I would feel about that, but I guess you're a lot more mature about these things than I am. So,
And my ex, we're like really good friends. We hang out all the time. So,
that's no good. Bitterness. All right.
Look at you being mature.
Oh my God. Look at you mentally mature.
Right. Like having adult responses.
Okay.
Healed from trauma. Amen.
I mean, I did some growing, you know. It took time, but I never got there.
Grow. You know that? Grow.
Exactly.
God, all right.
Oh, my
DeAndre.
Relationships ends in car chases.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So my picks, me I have a little thing going with Neo Soul. Neo Soul is my favorite genre of music. So I'm going to go back to Music Soul Child, Neo Soul, okay. And I'm going to go Teach Me.
Mm. Oh. With the little, all you need is a little two-stitch.
Teach me how to love.
Listen.
Show me the way to.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
Mm. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. Somebody pays to have music show up. Hey. Whatever you want, you can have it. Whatever you want to do, we could do it.
God, truth. He probably cheap now too. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, this might be too late, but next year for Valentine's Day, you make that request.
All right, it is me, and I got to say, my list is pretty intact right now. But there's a song here that I assumed it would be taken. He is my favorite neo soul artist ever. probably one of my favorites ever. And that is D'Angelo, and I will go with Untitled.
Untitled.
That is the track. That is Panties Don't Fall, They Burn off of you when that song plays. Like, you don't have a chance to reach for them because they just gone. That's
what it is. They disintegrate.
That should be a thing. I feel like if you're like, I don't know if the body chemistry is right, it should, like, there should be panties that react so men know they did their job right. Like, when they because the panties should have, like, the we have, I mean, science is advanced. We can use it for things like this.
Yeah. Men be having questions
like, "Was too scared? Job? Did you like that? Were you happy?" It's like, baby, the draw is gone. Okay, look, you did your job. Like
this. I'll be too scared.
Because if you look and they still ain't like, damn.
No.
I mean, not that. It's a good idea.
Those bitches gone. No bitch is going. No. Not that. However, though, if I didn't know those type of panties existed,
well, no, I'd be like,
and then your fucking panties just burn. if I didn't know those panties existed, no thing just burn. I'm scared.
Whoa. Hold on with the burning. We didn't say burn.
A gentle burn.
Almost like, you know how you could buy trick boxers. Like, you go in the pool and they like. You know what I mean? They kind of like fall apart, kind of like that. No burning involved in the panties.
All I'm saying is, if I were a girl and her panties burn, it's a wrap for the sex. That is done.
If you are with a woman and her panties burn, baby, just blink. You inhale, okay? Wow. Just get comfortable. This is room one of the rest of eternity.
I'm saying, safe to say, the sex in hell is probably really good. I'm saying, I mean, it's not that gentle.
To be fair, though, if you're doing your job right, you're going to find out anyway. So you don't really
need it. No, I know, but I just feel like, you know, we waste time and technology on everything else. So why not this?
What if we did it like hide and go seek, you know, and then when you're looking for something and you're farting, you're cold. But then when you're doing it right,
exactly, and then it warms up, you know, and then where you are. And then when you hit the top level, boom, the scene starts to just
falls apart like a fruit roll up. It starts to melt away.
Anywhere near my nether region.
Hey, and you can have it make a ding like the turkey Thanksgiving, like ding, knowing it's ready, you know, and it just pops open.
Just throws off my pH balance.
Shannon, you never heard of edible panties?
And I picture them like fruit roll ups. And I know what happens if I get saliva on a fruit roll up, it turns sticky and gummy, and it's not pleasant. Like, I know, like,
oh, that shit. Throws off my pH balance. You gotta finish his meal. Once we start.
You gotta go for seconds.
Dude, I got too many nooks and crannies for edible anything in that area.
Oh my.
Yeah, no, I get you, though. That's one of those things I was like, let's go with the edible bra. Like, that's safe.
Edible bra. Ooh. All right, Cam, it's you.
All right, fast forwarding. This one, I think, I feel like in hindsight, when I look at my list, it very much says a lot about me in all of the best ways. Crazy and all, but I love this song, Hours and Hours by Mooney Long. Ours. And I just want him to know, what's yours is mine, and now it's ours.
I like that. And to end round four, Le Banana.
I'm going with everyone's favorite Leprechaun, Photograph by Ed Sheeran.
That was good. Ooh. Good fucking song.
You threw me with the Leprechaun. Why are you doing him like that?
That's cold.
Okay.
He's so cute. He's like pocket sized. I want to take him everywhere with me.
Yes. I never noticed this height. I never even paid attention to that.
He's probably like 6 foot, and I'm like, he's so
tall. Oh, hell no. Oh, no. He's like 5'1" or something.
He's like my favorite Polly Pocket.
Watch the movie yesterday. She's short as fuck.
Wow.
All right. Round four. Was Crazy in Love with Beyonce, Stereo Hearts by the Gym Class Heroes, Teach Me by Music, Untitled by D'Angelo, Hours and Hours by Mooney Love, and Photograph by Ed Sheeran. It is round five. Le Banana, all yours.
I'm going to need to confirm this. I saw it on the list, but I feel like it might be older than 2000. So if somebody can do for me, I've got Dilemma by Nelly and Kelly Rowland.
That's definitely over 2000. I knew that for a fact. That's
over 2000. Ooh, that was good.
Nope, I'm taking it out.
Good. I know that for a fact.
I felt like it's older than that because I'm older than that.
Okay, Cam.
Nelly's first song was 2001, so it had to be older than that.
I didn't want to put this on my bench. I wanted to make sure it was like in my five. Grammy Award winning I See You by Coco Jones.
All right. It is my pick. And do I do this one? Kendrick Lamar.
You don't, I will.
L-O-V-E. Love.
I thought you were going to say Ashley Simpson.
Oh, God. No.
I was like, she has the same song, but I don't think it's the same.
That is one of my top five albums of all time.
Ashley Damn Simpson?
No, fuck that. Damn, by Kendrick Lamar. This is one of my top five.
Not ridiculous album. Ridiculous. DeAndre, what you got?
Going back to Neo Soul, I'm going with an artist called Kim.
Kim is my dude.
I can't Kim stop loving you. I can't stop loving you. Oh my gosh, that's a beautiful fucking song. Right there. No matter how hard I try.
All right, J-Time.
So I'm going with Sex Song this time that I actually had the privilege to see perform live when he opened for 50 Cent on the Final Lap Tour, and that is Jeremiah, Birthday Sex.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. All right.
That's a great one, because, baby, when I tell you.
I'm telling you, we went, this was love, but we really do have another bracket, another draft to do.
I stay true to the love thing, but we can do though.
Me too. Listen, I don't have.
I'll just let you know, I'm going real nasty that we're going to do sex songs.
NC-17 ratings for that episode.
Real nasty.
Gonna have to put the red light on.
That playlist. That playlist. Kids can make that playlist like, ooh, what the?
I mean, we probably won't be airing that episode on Facebook because we'll end up in Facebook jail.
Put that on the Patreon. You got to sign up. You got to pay for that one. Casey, end the fifth round for us, sir.
All right, so I'm going to go after all of the Gen Z female hearts and probably other body parts as well. But Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved.
Good pick.
Okay.
I love this one.
I can't stand the guy's voice, but
he's got a beautiful.
So many women love him.
Oh God, he's got a great voice. With that said, round five is Dilemma by Kelly Rowland and Nelly. I See You, Coco Jones. Love, Kendrick Lamar. I Can't Stop Loving You by Kem. Birthday Sex by Jeremiah and She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. It is time for our bench. Casey, start us off.
Five picks. I was very unselfish with my picks, and I went after other people's likes and all that. But I'm going to be selfish with my bench, and I'm going to go with my Kelly Clarkson. My Life Would Suck Without You.
Bold statement. We have people like J-Time to prove, but you'll be all right.
Kelly Clarkson! All right. J-Time.
All right, so for mine, I'm going with one of my absolute favorites, and that is absolutely Story of a Girl by 9 Days.
Is it called Absolutely Story of a Girl?
Yeah, because the chorus is, this is the story of a girl.
This is the story of a girl.
Yeah, that's the one. The whole
world. Who is it?
Yeah, but it's called Absolutely.
That one.
Who's the artist? 9 Days.
9 Days.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre.
So we talk about walking down the aisle, and obviously I'm engaged. We have to talk about where we're gonna walk down the aisle to, or we're gonna get. But in the running is this song. This is my second favorite song of all time. It is not. It was never on the radio. You got to listen to the Year of the Gentleman by Neo to have this. It's the last song. It's called Stop This World. by Neil. Okay.
Okay. All right. My last pick. All right, let's do this. In honor, I feel like this, I feel like Kendra would have chosen this song if she were here. Let's go with We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
Such a good song. That had us in a chokehold for so long.
Because I feel like it was like she had been down for a minute and then came through with like...
Oh, yeah, the album and... Whew, yeah, she came back and... If you didn't listen to her before, you did after.
Mm-hmm. Cams.
Okay. Again, I was staying true to 21st century love. And I just wanted to emphasize it's not always cracked up. And it's not always loves and hearts. And sometimes you get a little angry. And I picked Love and War by Tamar Braxton.
Oh, my wife loves that song.
We gonna fight, but then you gonna be right here. We gonna do it again.
And to finish it off, Le Banana.
I think I'm gonna go Chasing Cars, Snow Patrol.
Ooh, I love that fucking song.
Man, great
song. If I lay here. Was it the, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
If I just lay here.
All right, and final round, our benches. My Life Would Suck Without You. That is Kelly Clarke. Story of a Girl.
Stop cursing at me. Kelly Clarke, that's a bona fide cuss word right now. Kelly Clarke. Kelly Clarke. You Kelly Clarke.
Story of a Girl, 9 days. Stop This World, Neo. We Belong Together, Mariah Carey, Love and War, Tamar Braxton, Chasing Cars, Snow Patrol. We have finished our first draft, which was 21st Century Love Songs. Dre?
Before we go, before I do the middle part, like I said, I'm going to see what Kendra would have picked. Kendra has Crazy Town, Butterfly. Say Anything While I Can Get Sexual Too. Miley Cyrus, Flowers. Ray J, Sexy Can I.
Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Mariah Carey, Touch My Body.
Oh.
And Paramore, Still Into You.
Damn.
Paramore's a great pick.
You know, and she would have got all her picks, too.
Like, yeah, she would have.
She would have got all her picks. All right. So, thank you, Harvey. And like I always say, we can't go into the future unless we go into the past. Last week's episode, for the sexiest people on Sexiest or Beautiful People Alive on People's Magazine, the winner, because I'm going to say the winner. The winner was the guest. What? No. Did I not do this? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Give me a minute. I fucked up. The winner for Sexiest People Alive was Shanna.
Whee! Nice.
Yay!
And
no, yeah, sorry. Third was Casey, second was Harvey, first was Shannon.
Boo!
Hush.
I'm glad you won the banana.
And then for the worst TV characters, it was a very, very close one too. So tied for third was Amanda and Kendra. I was second, and then Cam won by one vote.
Yay, Cam! Nice.
Which is funny, because if you were on this episode last week, all the smoke that was between the two of you over Laura Winslow, and it all came down to one vote.
So beefy.
All right, so Shanna, tell us what we're doing next week.
We are doing best celebrity movie cameos.
All right. And then Cam, tell us what we're doing next week.
We are casting our own sitcoms with our own
black sitcoms. Black characters.
You're going to create a sitcom for yourself, well, a family for yourself, and you're going to be picking up black parents, black siblings from all the array of black sitcom characters that have played in the past or currently.
So are we picking the actors or the characters?
The character. So like you're new. Yeah, like if you pick Felicia Rashad, you're picking Claire Huxtable. As the role, like, you're that she's going to have that personality. So you're picking the character, not the actor.
All right, so you're picking two parents, siblings, and then you need one more person. So
one person is going to be you.
Oh.
And then you have a bench. Because, like, if you're on the, if this is your sitcom, you would be in the show. You also are casting yourself.
Okay.
So you're casting yourself as, like, a character
from or one of you.
So, like, if I'm making my family, you know, blah, 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 let's do a white version. I pick the mom from Brady Bunch, and I pick the dad from,
Leave it to Beaver.
I don't know, Al Bundy. Like, let's... So, I think I also have to pick someone to be me. Like,
got you.
Okay. Oh, okay. So hold on.
Okay.
So it's a mom, a dad, a sibling.
I made it fair and I said two parents because of the year we
lived. It better be two parents. Definitely. So mom, dad, one, we have to be there. Is there another sibling? Like
two siblings.
Two okay, other siblings.
So, and then can we can be two, any can make one sisters, of those people.
You can make it two boys. You can make it one of each. That part is up to you. You can build your family how you want. But if you could build a family with, you know, black sitcom characters, and I am also including animated as well. Build your sitcom. Like, this is your time to make your own black sitcom. Like, go wild.
So that six pick, is that like a wild card? Like, neighbor?
That's like a wild card. You can make that whatever you like. You that's a wild card.
So wait a minute. Mom, dad, two siblings. What's the fifth one?
Us.
You.
But hold on. But if I don't know, maybe.
See, because like in your sitcom, would you be the dad?
That's what I'm saying. I think you should just pick who the people are, and then we can slip ourselves into any one of those that we want. I mean, I'm saying because I could be the dad in one, and DeAndre could be one of the siblings in his. So I feel like if you pick, tell us what the characters, what exactly.
Okay,
they
so
are.
Then I will work on that and I'll type it up. But that works just fine. Okay. You can plug yourself in as one of the five, but it does need to be two parents and then three offspring. Or like family members, it could be adopted, whatever. Like, but if you want to take a parent role, that's fine. As long as you're in the family,
okay,
and you're on the sitcom.
Really interesting. Tell me up. Tell me again to us, and then we'll go. Oh my, I'm gonna phone that one.
I was hoping it would be like if you could jump into the TV. What would you get?
It's gonna be real interesting.
I'm gonna have fun with both of them, but okay. Black is black.
All right. So our second and final draft. For this, and this is where we say, I'm thinking we may possibly get a big cutthroat.
I'm going for the jugular.
Just saying, people may die here, and if so, I enjoy drafting with you. But let's keep it. And we are going with, and whose pick was this?
This is Josh.
Right here.
Josh, this is your pick. Tell us what the pick is, sir.
All right, so we are doing the most fucked up movies. In horror, action, romance, comedy, sci-fi, foreign films, and drama.
Excellent. And the order, based on what I see on the screen here, is Killer Cam, DeAndre, J-Time, Casey, Le Banana, and myself. And then we will go back. It will be me again with Le Banana, Casey, J-Time, DeAndre, and Killer Cam. All right, so DeAndre, you always get to pick the subject. So what's the first subject we're going with?
So people think I picked the subject. No, I just put them in alphabetical order. So it's actions first.
So which one?
Actions first.
Action first, Cam.
Okay, can we just get a recap of like our definition of most fucked up?
It's just
I left
yours.
It vague.
It's my definition.
For a reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be whatever definition you want.
Okay. All right. Because I kind of like made sure I had like a variety just in case. I'm going to go with this one kind of maybe because I always end up putting something from my like nerdy life in here. I picked Divergent only because I feel like we're super close to that being us.
Okay. So round one, well, we're doing
the
action.
Ending was really messed up on that whole series.
That's I was just like, just the way like it, the whole thing operates. I was just like, yeah, this is a little too possible. And a lot of my stuff is going to be like that. And that's why I was like, that's why it's fucked up to me. So just to give y'all the heads up.
And that's all that matters. DeAndre. Absolutely.
So I'm going Crank. I'm going Crank here. Crank is at the time, because I couldn't really put my mind with a lot of fucked up action movies. But Crank, this motherfucker dies. Dies come back because of drilling, and he needs a lot of more drilling to, I mean, spoiler, he needs to stay alive. So he fucks his girl in front of everybody. He shocks himself with pliers and shit. Like Jason Tatum. Was it Jason Tatum? Jason Statham. He would do a lot of shit to his body just to stay alive. And then he falls from the sky, and then just, and you plummet, and you see him just bounce off the fucking floor.
Like, he bounces.
He bounces off the damn floor. So, all right, so I'm going Crank here.
All right, Jay Time.
And well, then comes DeAndre back to life stole for a second movie. My pick, because I also was going to go with Crank. I mean, he does so much drugs. And spoiler alert, there is a Crank too. But that's not my pick. So my backup pick is The Assignment with Michelle Rodriguez. She plays a hitman who is a man. But then one of her enemies kidnaps her, drugs her, and gives her a sex change. And so she's going around in her new body that she's not used to and trying to get revenge on the people who did it to her.
Damn.
It's the story of my life.
That, this is going to sound weird, but
this
that must be a hot.
This is the story of a girl.
That must be a hot. Michelle Rodriguez is hot as hell. So, to make a man to look like Michelle Rodriguez, that is either he was a hot man. I mean, I was going to say it was. He's a hot man, or they was really, really good at what they do.
Right? Made you question some stuff, right, DeAndre? Right? Like, you know, if nobody ever found out. Ooh. All right, Casey.
So Amanda just texted me and interrupted me, and I didn't hear what Cam picked. So I need somebody.
Cam picked Divergent.
Okay. Good. I didn't even have that on my list, but I'm going to go back to the 80s because that's mine and Harvey's for life decade. And I'm going to go with one of the most grotesquely what the fuck movies that I've ever seen. It made me fear being in a car and running into a tank of acid. There was all kinds of freaking blood. Cops getting shot with 157,000 shots in the chest. RoboCop.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
So would you say RoboCop was more fucked up than RoboCop 4 or RoboCop 3 with the kid was the bad guy? Because that shit right there was... It's horrible. The movie's bad as fuck. I would not tell anybody to watch it, but but there's a lot of fucked up shit in that movie.
I mean, yeah, well, the whole franchise is fucked up in some way, shape, or form. I'm just going for the overtly graphic blood, burnt skin falling off, bodies exploding because they get run into by cars. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, banana.
I am going to take a cue from Cam, and I'm going to go with a different series that messed me up. I'm going Hunger Games, The Song of Songbirds and Snakes.
All right.
She inspired me to watch the movie and read the book.
Ooh.
Twice.
Yes.
All right.
Which one, and Shanna?
What's that?
Which Hunger Games? Was it?
The Songbirds
The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And to end the first round, my pick. And once I figured out what this subject matter was, I'm like, I'm going to have some fun. I was digging deep in some weird shit. My first pick, and I don't know if anybody, I feel like J-Tom, you might have heard of this one. And this movie is called Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When Hunger Games came out, a lot of people were like, they're stealing that idea.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Battle Royale is basically Hunger Games with just a bunch of kids on an island. Go kill everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's ridiculous. And it's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Hunger Games is Battle Royale with capitalism.
Yeah. All right. Great pick, Harvey.
Thank you.
I know you guys would have a good time with the subject. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I went digging. And I found some movies I need to see. There's some stuff I didn't even know was out. I got to see. First round, Divergent, Crank, The Assignment, RoboCop, Hunger Games, and Battle Royale. Round two starts, and I'm assuming is... Oh, what's up?
Round two. Sorry, before I go, like I said, I'm going to Kendra's. So
okay.
For her, what was that? Action. She said it was Aquaman.
She hates that movie, right?
She says
he
fucked up.
Doesn't miss an opportunity.
she says it's fucked up because people wasted money on it.
But just like she does not waste an opportunity to shit on the shit that she does not like. Okay, people spent their money on it.
All right, we're doing comedy.
All right, comedy, and I start, and I am going with Borat. That is the most ridiculous.
Very nice.
The whole scene with the two of them fighting and they're both just naked falls in the face. That's enough for me.
Yo, that's ridiculous.
That was absolutely nasty. Nasty. All right. Blur banana. Comedy.
I'm going to
You go.
Oh, there you are.
Say again.
I'm going Sausage Party.
Ooh, good pick.
That's a great choice because that ending scene, that really
fucked me up. The fucking orgy. Oh my goodness, like, yo, I could never look at food again different.
It really messed me up. I was just like, oh, my ingredients.
So it was so messed up. It ruined my high. Like I was high and I was like, I washed it. And I wasn't high anymore. I was just like, what the hell?
So real shit. Real shit. I went downstairs. I went downstairs to my kitchen. I tried to real fast. Look, I had to make sure it was a fucking
Toy Story.
I was high.
Wait until you're married, dude. She could still leave, bro. Wait until you shoot the ring because she could break out now.
Yo. I had to make sure that there was no food fucking in my kitchen.
Have you ever like been so high that you open your refrigerator door and try to catch the stuff moving before it stops?
Hell no. I got that good stuff on the West Coast. I need to move.
I'm saying the story real quick. So I'm struggling real fast. I was real stressed at work. Went to a dispensary out here. I said, listen, I'm stressful. What can I get? He said, take this 50 milligram gummy.
Oh, Lord.
I popped that thing before I got in the car. I was good driving home. Swear to God, I was good driving home. I get home, I'm good. I go upstairs to my room. I sit in my bed. I'm not good anymore. So what happened was the room was spinning, but not like this, but like this. I swear to goodness, I was holding on to my bed thinking that I'm going to fall onto my roof. I was high.
And them gummies, man.
I got more to that story because there's more fuck that shit happened, but I'm gonna leave right there. There you go.
All right,
let's keep it moving. That would be...
I need to know what that was.
AC, it's you.
So I'm kind of hoping that one, she's listening and hears this because Emily, if you are hot, cover the kids' ears. Happy Time Murders.
Oh, love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, what's some
rhyme? I was hoping to listen to Dre explode. I was hoping Dre would freaking blow up and yell.
Oh, no. Nope.
Not with a baby in the house. No.
I mean, I've done it before, but I didn't have Happy Time Murders my own. I probably should have Happy Time Murders on there, but I got some of them that are way more fucked up than Happy Time Murders.
All right, J-Time.
So I'm going with Freddy Got Fingered because not only the horrible, terrible movie, but he does something with a horse in that movie I don't even want to talk about. I don't think I can because we're on Facebook, but that movie is messed up beyond belief.
Did he get some sausage?
Thought it was some sausages.
Dre.
We're going comedy here, right?
Yep.
This is technically a comedy, so I'm going with this. I'm going Jackass 2.
Wow.
Jackass 2. Oh, my. The shit that they did. Literally, the shit. Somebody ate horse shit. Somebody put a mask and somebody farted in the mask and then he smelled the shit and he started throwing up. All right, somebody put shit up the ass. Yeah, I'm going Jackass 2.
That's great.
That's a solid pick.
The description wasn't even necessary. I believed you.
That was one of my alternates, actually.
Cam, let's end round two. It's comedy.
It's Black History Month, so I know what I would have picked if it wasn't, but Tropic Thunder. Gotta be the one. Because what the fuck? Like,
because I'm a dude playing another dude playing a dude.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
Round two was comedy, and that is Borat, Sausage Party, Happy Time Murders, Freddy Got Fingered, Jackass 2, and Tropic Thunder. You never go full retard. You never.
No, never.
All right, round three is drama, right?
We're going so in order. So round two, though, for Kendra, mm-hmm. She has Shallow How because it's all sorts of wrong. Shallow How because it's all sorts of wrong. However, though, I've got to tell you, Harvey, that we should do some honorable mentions for each round.
Oh, my bad. You're right. Yeah.
So if anybody has an honorable mention for action, they should say it right now. I don't.
Kill Bill. Action. Well, did I have any for action? No.
I had Kill Bill Volume 1.
Yeah, Kill Bill Volume 1, absolutely. That was, if I didn't get Divergent, that was what I was getting.
I had Old Boy.
Old Boy, yes.
For action?
Yeah, for action.
Okay.
Old Boy, yeah.
Yeah,
all right. For comedy, I have Team America. Team America would have been America.
Team America's absolutely fucked up. That's a good choice. I had this as a backup for me.
What are we talking about here? Comedy. I had Little Miss Sunshine, mm-hmm. Dr. Strangelove, American Psycho, Welcome to the Dollhouse. Has anybody seen Welcome to the Dollhouse?
That one's messed up.
That is fucked up.
Wait, American Psycho, is that a comedy?
It's a comedy. It's supposed to be a dark comedy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. I had Milk Money.
I remember Milk Money.
Yeah, with the boys, and they want to see titties, so they go to the hood and like pay a prostitute.
And then they bring her home living with them.
Hood. Not the hood. They go to an urban area of the city. Yeah.
What he's trying to say is the white hood.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
The white hood. Gotcha.
All right. Drama. So we're going to drama. All right. Mm-hmm. So that would be Cam. Back to you.
Why don't I have drama on my list?
I definitely have drama. Give me drama.
I've got horror, romance, comedy, action, sci-fi, foreign.
It got added late. Like, I just found out it got added this morning.
Look at your phone.
That's where I got this.
You sent it. Okay. All right. Y'all gonna have to you're gonna have to divert back.
I can't. We just drive, baby. I can give you one.
Just pick something from one of your lists that could be a drama. That's maybe one of your alternates or something. Maybe I don't know.
I can definitely give you one, and we'll give you votes for drama at least.
I have one that might work, but I'm just like, I need backups later. I'm gonna be fucked. But I think it counts as a drama too. Hold on, let me Google and make sure it qualifies.
I can give you one. I'm trying to tell you this one I got because I only got two. So and I'm getting one.
All right, I'll take it, Dre.
All right, Cam, pick Wrecking for a Dream.
Oof. Damn you. That was my pick right there. That movie's so messed up.
I know, right? Damn. I'm so smart. I'm just saying thanks, Dre.
That's a great pick. Great pick.
Yes, it is. All right, Dre, pick another one.
Because I'm going kids. I'm going kids.
Had that on my list too.
Jesus. All right, listen. You will look at kids different. You look at you. You will hold your kids tight after watching kids. There you go.
Ooh, man.
Okay. All right. So we are in drama. I am going to go with American History.
No.
Wait. It's not you yet.
Oh, guess what? That's what I was going to pick. I don't know why I said that. Feel free to have it.
No, I'm not going to take it. But my first two.
Why did I think I was next? What the fuck? We look alike, J-Tom.
Right?
Damn. Oh, goodness. Okay.
Reaching deep down in my bag.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm glad Amanda's not here because I'm going with Saltburn.
Ha! That movie fucked.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
I made her watch it.
I don't know how y'all watched it multiple times, because one was enough. I'm
good. The first time you watch it and you're just in shock. The second time the story makes more sense. And the third time you see all of the
nuance,
everything, and you're like, what? Stop, it makes sense.
Casey. Drama, Casey.
Well, you know, since you were going to steal it from me, it's fucked up and I don't agree with it, but I'm going in it that way anyway. American History X. American History X.
Which is, I mean, that curb stomp, man.
Man. And,
that's, you know, oh my God. Man. So
shoot, even now it's making my teeth hurt.
Yeah, I mean, Seth Rollins couldn't even do it better.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Le banana, nana.
I am going Leaving Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
I had that, but in the romance category.
Exactly. That was my romance pick.
But it's definitely a drama, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Damn. So now I got to find something else. Let's go for drama. Let's go with Black Swan.
Ooh.
That's a good
pick.
All right, that is round three, which is drama. That is Requiem for a Dream, Kids, Saltburn, American History X, Leaving Las Vegas, and Black Swan.
All right. So Kendra said, for what was drama, Precious.
Oh, that one's messed up.
Damn.
Since you got
that's
you
a good degree, pick.
Ain't think you know every fucking thing.
Damn.
All right. Our Mitchell's Peoples.
Yep.
I don't want to give any of mine because they could be used for.
Yeah.
I think.
All right.
I had Spun.
I had Black Snake Moan only because for the wig. That motherfucker's weird. Black Snake Moan.
Okay, yeah, it's crazy. I
remember when that came out? It's like you gotta go watch it.
Oh, you know what's one that like came up? Memento.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I rewatched that recently just out of like nostalgia, and
phenomenal movie.
This shit is I first time I watched this was in school, and I was just like, how did the teacher get away with letting me watch this?
Filmmaking, like that scene when he's talking and she's walking around the room just grabbing the pens, and you don't catch it while she's doing it. And then when you catch, like, oh my God, there's meat evil in the world, and she's it. But that's such a good pick. Such a good pick.
It's on some streaming platform if anybody wants to watch it. I randomly came across it, and I was like, you know what?
It was on Amazon.
Why not?
I got that on DVD somewhere. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was on Amazon.
All right. We're going to Foreign next.
Foreign.
My pick for Foreign is Audition. I don't know. If you haven't seen Audition, watch it. That's all I need to say. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right.
And Le Banana Nana.
I'm going Veronica.
Okay.
Casey.
So my pick is a tribute to a fucked up movie that a member of this network made me watch for an episode back in like August. It's freaking one of those Scandinavian countries. I don't remember which one, but it's A24 and it is fucked up as hell. Midsummer.
J-Time.
And that would be hard to pick too, by the way.
It could work.
So I'm going to a movie I've never seen. And honestly, I wish I didn't even know it existed, because it's really fucked up. And if you want to know why, go look it up. But please don't watch it. And that's called A Serbian Film.
Yo.
Have you seen it?
Don't ever watch that.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Reading about it was enough to turn my stomach, and I was just like, never would I watch this, but
it's absolutely ridiculous. It's pretty amazing what people will be allowed to make in film.
Dude, in foreign films especially.
Yeah, they'll let them do what the hell they want out there. I'm saying, Jesus. Yeah.
I only heard about it because I had an old roommate who was told by somebody he was working with that it was their favorite movie and to watch it. And
oh, he hell no.
About 20 minutes in and threw up and had to turn it off.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the guy he was working with was messing with him. Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, I wanted to slap him, but I didn't want to get fired.
I'm reporting you HR, first of all.
Dead ass.
Probably one of my exes.
Oh, my God. DeAndre.
My foreign film is the original of a scary movie that came out here. My foreign film is called Ringo.
Ringu, yes, good Ringu. Stuff.
It is the original movie,
and it's better than the. It's better.
It's
than
way Ringu. Better with the ring.
So much
it's
better.
Way, it's way fucked up too.
Yep.
So Ringu, I'm going Ringo.
You know, you got to tone it down for us Americans. Mm. We can't be happy.
Yeah. Right. And Cam, you end round four with your pick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pretty much everything foreign that I watch is either Korean or like Haitian. And even the Haitian ones I haven't watched in a while. I'm going with Grotesque.
Grotesque.
It's like Saw meets, I want to say like a little bit of Hannibal Lecter, but not like, it's just, anyway, the name tells it all. The name tells it all.
All right. Round four, which is foreign films, it is Audition, Veronica, Midsummer, a Serbian film, Ringu, and Grotesque.
So Kendra's pick was Roma. It's on Netflix. Check it out, she said. That's all she said.
All right. Round five. This should be fun.
Wait. I'll mention this for.
Oh, are we? Okay. We're doing it.
I do.
Yeah. If you.
Tokyo Gore Police. If I could get Ringo, Tokyo Gore Police. That shit is, oh, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So there you go.
So my honorable mention was the movie Inside. Really messed up, really gory movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I have more TV shows than movies when it comes to foreign stuff. So that's how I'm just like, ugh, I don't go to my
Borderline. Alice in Borderland was my pick with
TV. I cannot wait for them to come out with the rest of it because I need that. Alice in Borderland was insane.
All right. Round five. It is horror. Cam, all you.
Fucked up horror. There's so many that I want to pick because they're like absolutely, you know it's going to make it. But then there's the shit that has scarred not only me but my generation. Final Destination 2.
Mm-hmm. The reason I have no choice
but to pick it because never. How fucked up do you have to be to change people's lives? like literally. Right.
Generations and passed down to generations. Like, we don't drive beyond that.
Right. DeAndre.
So I only picked two. So I'm glad that I can get one of these. I hope somebody else get the other one. Though I am going with a fuck the movie that men don't only can watch once or don't watch at all. I'm going Teeth. You damn right. Teeth is the you don't
play. Haven't seen it, but I know what it is.
Jeez. Hell no. Yeah. Oh man. God the truth. And I swear to God, and I might be joking. After watching Teeth, I didn't have sex for like 6 or 7 months. I swear to God. That shit scarred the shit out of me.
That's a long time.
It really was. It really was.
Oh, it really
fucking was. I was scared of shit. I knew it was fake.
You spoke with celibacy.
somebody bite my dick off? You damn fucking right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. J-Time.
Ooh, damn. All right, so for my pick, I went with Human Centipede number 2.
Human Centipede was number 1 was my other pick.
See, the first one you definitely got to see, but the second one's the one where they actually show everything, and it's disgusting.
Oh my God, nasty. Casey, we are doing horror. Your pick. I know
I won't do it because I already screwed with you. And took one of yours already, so I'm gonna go a different direction. But I'm gonna go old school. I'm a way old. I'm like as old as you, Harvey.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll leave the other one for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm not taking that one, though. I have something else. Le Banana.
Oh.
Going with the movie that scarred me for the longest time, like that Dre was worried about getting his dick chewed off. Mm. I was worried about shaving my skin off. I'm going Cabin Fever.
And to end the fifth round, this movie, I love horror, but I love revenge horror. And I Spit on Your Grave.
That was my grave.
Some foul, but some necessary and some earned shit. Like, you got everything you deserve. Only time, you know, I'm like, you men deserved it. I hope you all burned in hell. You all deserve to die. All of you. All of you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that. All right. And for round five, Final Destination 2, Teeth, Human Centipede 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Cabin Fever, and I Spit on Your Grave.
Kendra's pick was actually Human Centipede as well. She said no explanation needed.
Nope.
No explanation needed.
Oh my God, what am I going to do for? All right, so we are doing. Oh, does anybody else have any other picks? Any
other?
I said, I figured Kendra would go with Spice World.
Hey, I love that movie though.
I definitely had saw it though.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Amanda.
A minute says hi.
Hey, Amanda, what up? Yeah.
Well, I was definitely like, and what really, I think the one that really fucks me up is the one where like the group could have survived if they stuck together. Because that's like the least, like that's the one chance that you get because every other Saw is absolutely fucked up and they like fuck themselves. Mm-hmm. And then one movie that like really, it was as close to being scared as I would get for that type of movie when I was younger, Rest Stop.
So for me, I had Hereditary, just because that scene where the daughter dies, like I didn't see that coming, and like I had to pause it and take like 5 minutes, go smoke. I was shook. And then I also had a Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, so did I.
So real that like
they actually
try to bring him up on charges.
No,
and then finally I had a Terrifier. Just because Art the Clown is creepy as hell.
Okay. Okay. Honestly, I had, so we're doing romance next.
Okay.
Yes.
And you bastard took Leaving Las Vegas. That was my romance.
I had that too.
Perfect one. That is as low, as depressing as anything. Oh my God. I don't even know. Everything else here is horror. I don't know what to pick. everything else. Oh, wow. I don't know. I guess the closest thing I can go with, I'm going to go with The Fly. It's horror, but it's still kind of them. If it's not, then that's fine. I didn't expect Leaving Las Vegas to go.
I kind of took at you. I only had Leaving Las Vegas as well, so I'm scrambling. Michael, I'm scrambling.
Yeah, see, you got five picks, but you got to figure it out. I had to do it now. So if you guys aren't cool with The Fly, then I'll.
There are movies that both you guys hate that are romance movies. Don't just publish it.
I mean, there's that one where they put Baby in the Corner.
That is crazy. I mean, dude. Okay. All right, let's do. I'll do Dirty Dancing. Did I take yours?
I'm sorry, Casey.
Okay, hold on. I already
literally
said
literally jumped up in his head to struggle
with the romance movie. All right, is there any?
Even Las Vegas sucks.
Is there any objection to me taking The Fly for my romance pick?
No, if you want to.
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to stick with The Fly.
However, though, we still got sci-fi next, and
right. Yeah, no, but I got plenty of sci-fi. I'm good with sci-fi.
All right.
Le Banana.
I'm going with the most disgusting romance movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm going Lolita.
Good pick.
Mm-hmm. You make a movie, you have to flee the country because it's so ridiculous. Right. You win an Oscar for it because it's so creepy. That, oh my God, such a bad movie. All right.
I'm changing my mind. Dirty Dancing isn't fucked up enough.
Oh, wow.
This one is fucked up enough. And literally one line, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan.
Oh, my God. Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction. Mm. Great.
That poor bunny.
All right, Jay.
So I had a couple different ones, and at the end of the day, I went with Twilight because I still think it's messed up that this dude that's hundreds of years old was trying to get with a high schooler.
It was on my list.
Yo.
Oh, that was number three.
Statutory rape at its worst. Let's say that.
Is worst.
Oh, no. They don't do anything until she's 18 and they get married.
Oh, my. DeAndre.
So, me scrambling because, like I said, I have fucking leave my Vegas for my romance. Excuse me. Me scrambling now. I have two now. I don't know if I pick. So, because Amanda's here, I'm going to do this for her. I'm not do it for her, but she's not going to go here. I'm going American Beauty here, actually.
Okay. Good. I was on my list.
Yeah. I'm going American Beauty here.
And Cam, to end round six.
That leaves me with two. Which one do I choose?
Go in alphabetical order.
Do numbers go before or after the alphabet?
Oh, numbers are first. Numbers are first.
50 Shades of Grey.
Good one.
Honorable mention, Titanic.
Yep. Round six was romance.
Also an honorable mention, Beauty and the Fucking Beast. Okay, what? Let's talk about it one day.
I love that movie, especially Love
I love Action. That movie only because like Belle was like the nerdy, she was the book reader. As a kid, I like gravitated to that character. But the rest of it...
Kendra might have some words for you. She loved the TV series, right?
She says it was fucked up last week.
Okay.
But speaking of Kendra, her romance was actually Dirty Dancing. College boy sex ring, and despite being hot, Johnny and Baby was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
My other pick was, for our mention, was, and I just saw it, and it was actually God of Truth, if I didn't see American Beauty, is actually Seeking a Friend at the End of the Earth.
Mm. I haven't told that.
Yeah, Steve Carell from The Office. The Jilly, everybody dies then. Spoiler alert. Mm. The whole world dies at the end.
I think I saw that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what the fuck? But anyway.
All right.
For my honorable mention, I had the movie Bug, which if y'all haven't seen it, it's two meth heads that also have a bunch of mental health issues. Hallucinating in a hotel room that there's bugs crawling all over, and it's very graphic and very fucked up.
Romance?
It's a romance story, kinda. Ashley Judd, you know.
Hey man,
they love each other.
If the fly fits, then so ending. Does bug. Man, it works.
No, we gave you a clean pass. That was a pass.
No. And the fact that once I said it, it didn't feel right to then pick something else. So that's why I stuck with it. But I appreciate that, guys. Last round, we are going with sci-fi. Cam, you end it.
There are so many.
This should be a fun round too.
And it depends on like what kind of fucked up, you know, you want to go with. I'm going with Nope.
Okay.
Nope should never have been made. I love Jordan Peele. I do. It's not good.
I got the concept of like, I think I know what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Like,
Nope.
That black cowboys were the first cowboys. Mm-hmm. Like, and so then technically a black cowboy being the first one to wrangle something extraterrestrial. Like it, I think I got what he wanted to do, but the title pretty much says like how I feel about it. Right. So when it comes to sci-fi, I'm gonna go with nope.
Okay.
DeAndre.
Fuck. Fuck it. Don't go. All right, I'm going Total Recall, actually.
Good pick. Mm-hmm. I will say the woman with a third breasticle affected my life for a while. I will say.
Yeah, my young life as well.
Immediately upon seeing that, yes.
Okay. Just say the part of that VHS tape was well used.
Oh, I forgot what button was the pause button. Broke it all out. All right. Jay.
All right, so I'm going with Existence. That movie is trippy. I still don't fully get it, but man, it's an interesting movie.
Casey.
Damn, I didn't think this was even going to get me, so I was planning on going with a horrifically bad, fucked up, stupid fucking sci-fi movie. Inception.
It was on my list. Okay. I almost picked it.
Okay, so Casey, when you say Inception, do you mean fucked up as in like never watch it high? Or because Watch Nothing High is great, actually. Got a shrew. that makes the movie way better than it is. It's still good while being sober, but you watch the shit.
What do you mean better than it is? It's good sober.
Yeah, I'm saying it's good sober, but you watch that motherfucker high. That shit is way better. Way better.
Either way, it's twisted and it makes you fucking think, but then at the same time, like you said, if you watch that shit high, your life will never be the same again.
Yeah, it's a total mind fuck.
Le banana.
I am going with Event Horizon.
Ooh.
That was on the list.
It's good been pick. A minute since I've seen Event Horizon. Good pick. All right. And the last pick, we're doing sci-fi. I am going with Donnie Darko.
Nice.
That one's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the last round, which was sci-fi. Nope. Total Recall, Existence, Inception, Event Horizon, and Donnie Darko. And that completes the draft.
Kendra said her pick for sci-fi is Gravity because fuck space.
Yo. I hated that movie. I fell asleep. I fell asleep. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. Oh.
Do anyone have any our mentions?
Say whatever you want now. It's over.
Jurassic Park. Stop touching shit. Like, I just, stop fucking, just like the mummy. Like, stop digging shit up and touching shit. Leave it alone.
You know there's a company they're about to clone and bring back the woolly mammoth.
I saw that. That's what I was just
like. And I was just like, what the hell? Did y'all not learn from
fucking
Jeff Goldblum? Them.
Touching shit,
right?
And y'all, people, it's February. You know who I'm talking to. Stop touching shit. Stop touching shit.
Oh my!
So I have Slither.
Slither. I forgot about Slither. Mm-hmm.
Under the Skin because fuck that movie. And Videodrome because fuck that movie.
I almost did Videodrome. Yeah.
There you go. I had Splice. Mm-hmm. I had John Dies at the End. And then I also had Idiocracy, just because we're way too close to that actually being a thing.
Mm-hmm. I had Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
A Clockwork Orange,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
Okay. So I get a lot of argument about Clockwork Orange. Is Clockwork Orange actually a sci-fi movie? I mean, I watched before. So
it's probably a stretch. It's a dark comedy.
I would put it up there just because it's set in a dystopian future, and there's like chemicals involved. You know, the whole ultra violence thing. But it's a stretch.
That sounds like certain. Never mind. I'm gonna leave this alone.
I put Clockwork Orange more as a thriller than anything.
For horror, I forgot to mention this. I had The Last House on the Left.
Which yeah. is- That's where I thought you were going, but then you went with the other one. And I have both those on my list, too.
That movie's insane. Insane! Mm-hmm. The shit West that comes Craven, out of people's man. Heads, man. I'm saying. You don't know. All right. Well, I think that's officially it. Mm-hmm. Two great drafts. I think we had a lot of fun with this. Thanks for letting me host this, DeAndre. I appreciate that. I enjoyed that. And with that, let us say our goodbyes. And I think we will start with the infamous Cam. Yay!
One day I'm going to be ready to do one of these sitcom turns. I'll try to have it by next week. So for my but no, I actually enjoyed both of these topics like immensely. So shout outs to Jay and Kendra for the choices. They were amazeballs. I'm looking forward to next week because I finally won something and we could do something. Yay! I love you too, Amanda. I hope you heal quickly. But yeah, see me next week. Love you guys. Be happy, be healthy. Bye.
Hey, what's up, everybody? So be on the lookout because Toontastic Journeys is dropping another episode this Saturday, and we are doing the movie Ferngully, The Last Rainforest, and we have Shanna coming on making her Toonspurt debut. And then 2 weeks from then, we will be doing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Casey making his Toonspurt debut. So stay tuned. Thanks for having me on here as a guest. I always love coming on these drafts. Hella fun. And everybody, have a good night. Be safe.
Yay to me. All right, I got to host. This was fun. Harvey here, host of Men Are the Prize, the podcast, every Saturday, 6 a.m. Episode of men being open, vulnerable, and emotional. Enjoying this season, talking to wonderful men who are being open. So I'm enjoying this. That's the serious stuff. The drafts here, this is the fun stuff that I get to do with my friends. This is my release from the serious world. So thanks for sitting with me and laughing with me every week when we do this. Love is Black, the podcast that I co-host with the hot wife, Carice. Pretty much every other Thursday, we drop a chapter of our book. We're still working on it. We're trying it. We're telling a great Black love story. Carice dropped hers on time. So my mission is to do mine. Today's Tuesday, which means I have a full day tomorrow to finish this chapter. Give it a shot. And that is available at loveisblackpodcast.com. And of course, Men of the Prize is available at harveylegarrett.com. And that's it. I'll see you next week on This Week in Baseball. Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm Shanna, co-host of Crime Rewind. Also making some guest appearances, like Josh said, talking about Ferngully. I'll also be on Crushgasm this week talking about my favorite crush. Everybody who listens to the draft obviously knows who that is, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yay! Vote for Pedro!
I am Casey, co-host of An Evening at the Movies. Along with the awesomely absent, but hope we feel better soon, Amanda, as well. She is the host of The Sip List, the top five podcast where you can talk about a list and drink some wine. It's a lot of fun. But we've got Black movies coming up in the rest of February. Cam and Kendra are coming up in the next 2 weeks. Movies you should see once in your lifetime, superhero movies in May, and we are starting to fill out the schedule for this summer, which is officially being called the Summer of 1984. So we're going to pay tribute to the 40-year-old movies all summer long. So tune in for that. Vote for your movies the next couple of weeks on the Facebook group page as well. And if you don't vote, then your voice don't count. So Jay, the floor is yours.
So, we need to get that organized. We need to do that when everybody comes back with your phone.
We're in that six square, and we all do our like.
Oh, get some theme music too.
All right, so listen, this was fun. Thank you, Harvey, for hosting. Next week, like I said, we'll have Shannon's and Kendra's Shanna and Cam's pick. I'm sorry, Kendra and Cam look the same. So yeah, I said it. Those records are the same. Yeah, I said it. All right. So we have Shanna on February. So we have Shanna and we have Cam's pick for topics next week. Hopefully we'll have Kendra and Harvey on for the 19th doing our last Black movie bracket. We did have two with J-Tom and CJ. We had the Was a Good Dope podcast, which was hilarious, by the way. Come on, do theirs. And then we will have Harvey and Cam. Harvey and Kendra, Jesus Christ. Harvey and Kendra doing theirs as well. All right. So, yeah, and again, like I always say, if you ever want to come on doing these brackets, you're more than welcome to do so. However, you got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.